Officials with Arkansas State University will meet with a Mexican delegation about the possibility of placing a sister campus of Arkansas State in Mexico. Joining me in the studios this morning on Morning Edition is the chancellor of the Jonesboro campus of Arkansas State University, Dr. Tim Hudson. Dr. Hudson, good morning, and thank you for joining us on KASU.
Oh, it's nice to be here. I listen to you every morning, so it's nice to see where it happens.
I appreciate you coming in this morning. We sure do. So how did the idea get started for this with working with Mexican officials about possibly putting a campus in Mexico?
Well, I think it's a conversation that's been developing over the last decade as Mexico has kind of undergone a transformation to a rapidly growing, emerging economy. And I think they realize they need more access to higher education, and they want to be competitive in the global marketplace, so they want to do this for their citizens. And when I was at Texas Tech, I was made aware of this project, and I led some due diligence on the project for about 8 months just prior to coming to Arkansas State. So when I came to Arkansas State, the relationships that I had developed there and the university, Texas Tech University, sent a letter to our board of trustees saying, would you like to partner with us on this project?
And so tell us about the Mexican delegations coming up tomorrow, I think, from Querétaro. Is that correct?
Querétaro is right. You did a good job there.
Thank you. Tell us about where this area is in Mexico.
Yeah, Querétaro is a very interesting part of Mexico. It's a small state geographically, and it's in the highlands of Mexico, just north of Mexico City. It's a very historic region because one of the early Mexican revolutions started in that area. And at the same time, recently it's developed into an area for multinational corporations because it's in the center of the country. It's at the crossroads of a lot of the highway systems and the rail systems. And because of the benign climate, you have a robust multinational corporation community in Querétaro.
And so I understand it's just very, very progressive in that area.
I think so. The people I've met there are definitely interested in the global marketplace. They want to do better for their citizens. And you have to remember that around the world, American higher education is the gold standard. It's one of the services we provide in this country that is in demand all over the world. And that's the same in Mexico. There's a high demand for our education there.
Tell us about the delegation that will be coming to Jonesboro and Arkansas State, please.
Well, this is a very interesting delegation because it includes not only Mexican officials, but several individuals from the private sector. And I always think of this project as sort of a three-leg stool. You have the government officials who are absolutely committed to creating a brighter future for their citizens and providing more access to higher education. Then you have the private sector, the investors, who understand to be globally competitive, they need highly trained, highly educated individuals. And they've been looking for an academic partner to be the third leg of that stool. And what we're going to discuss at Arkansas State is whether we will be that partner.
So if that does take place, how would an agreement like this benefit Arkansas State University?
Well, it's a very good question. First of all, we wouldn't do it if we didn't see benefits for us. First, from a business point of view, there's access to a burgeoning, rapidly growing, increasingly affluent student market in Mexico. According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, Mexico can only educate about 25% of its eligible college-age students. So there's a good market there for us, and we have a product that they want. On the other hand, there's opportunities for collaborative research with the multinational corporations that are there, with the academic programs that we have and the faculty expertise that we have here at Arkansas State. And then I think there will be more seamless opportunities for our students to be involved in the global marketplace.
And I know they're also helping recruiting students, too, I guess.
Oh, yes. I think there won't be any problem recruiting students. Again, American higher education is highly valued in Mexico and around the world. We will be the first in that market to sort of talk to students in Mexico about the values that we try to use in American higher education. And according to the independent studies we've done and the feasibility studies, I think there'll be a robust market.
And so also, I guess Mexico would also have some benefits, obviously, with this American style education that they really want.
Absolutely. There are sort of two different ideas floating from Mexico on this. On the one hand is a practical outcome. They need more highly trained, highly educated individuals, engineers, accountants, folks that know the latest in several disciplines to be competitive. On the other hand, I know the private sector leaders are very interested in the functioning of the Mexican democracy. And Jefferson told us many, many years ago that to have a functioning democracy, you have to have an educated electorate. And I know that they're interested in how American higher education contributes to a functioning democracy and engaged citizens.
Dr. Tim Hudson is a chancellor of Arkansas State University and is joining us this morning on Morning Edition on KASU. So tell us about what's going to be taking place this weekend as the Mexican delegation comes in.
Well, first of all, we're excited that Governor Calzada has agreed to come to Arkansas. You can imagine how busy his schedule is, and he's involved in a lot of things in his state. So we're excited that he's coming. He's bringing the Minister of Education, and we have our private sector investors on board as well. So we plan to have a lot of discussions about the pros and cons and the challenges and opportunities that this project represents. But we also want to give them a chance to get to know us better, and we want to know them better. It's always a good idea to know the people you're dealing with and to know them on a personal basis. We want to show them our region. We're very proud of Jonesboro and the quality of life here. And we also want to show them a little bit of American culture. So we're going to take them to the tailgate area and take them to a football game.
Fantastic. So a busy day on Saturday, from what I understand.
Very busy. If they survive the tailgate and the football game, I think we'll be all right.
If this is all agreed to, what's next in the process?
We're doing basically a due diligence process, and they're looking at us, and we're looking at them. I think we would collate the information we get from this visit, and then we'll advance the dialogue and see if this is something that we want to take leadership on. This is an unusual opportunity for Arkansas State. It's an unusual opportunity for our colleagues in Mexico. So we want to take time to make sure that there's it's a mutually beneficial arrangement.
And if this was to happen, this would be the first American university to put a campus in Mexico. Is that correct?
There are American universities that work all throughout Mexico, but this would be the first campus and organized in the way that we intend to organize it.
Okay. And if this was to happen, how soon could a campus maybe start?
I think it would be complicated to do it any earlier than about 2015, maybe 3 years' time in terms of building the buildings that they would have to do, creating the organizational structure that they would need to do, and for us to be sure that we had the academic program in place that we wanted.
And how would this be funded?
The funding initially will come from our private sector partners in Mexico. They've committed to finding the land, building the buildings, and underwriting a couple of years of operation until we enroll enough students to make it a going concern in terms of the economics.
Dr. Tim Hudson, before I let you run this morning, is there anything else you would like to add about this, please?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody who's going to be involved in this. It's going to be quite a cultural interaction show, if you will, with our colleagues from Mexico looking at us and us looking at them. And I appreciate everybody's involvement. I've had great conversations with students, with faculty, with community leaders about this project, and it's a really interesting opportunity for us.
Thank you for joining us this morning on Morning Edition. I appreciate you today.
I enjoyed it.
And that's Dr. Tim Hudson joining us this morning on Morning Edition.